If you're a kid, chances are you find the thought of Beethoven's silly white wig a lot more amusing than the great composer's music. Now there's a new classical CD for kids that offers both the silly and the serious.
When I go giddy up to my horse, Buttercup, Buttercup won't get up and get going.
Oh, Buttercup, you'll not giddy up.
I'm stuck in the saddle again.
That's composer Richard Perlmutter singing on Beethoven's Wig 2. It's the sequel to his first CD by that name. Both albums take some of the world's most famous classical works and turn them into children's songs by adding lyrics, fun lyrics.
Beethoven's wig is very big.
Beethoven's wig is long and curly and it's white. Oh my gosh. Beethoven takes his wig off when he sleeps at night.
Because it's big. It's very big. Beethoven's wig is big.
Now you have to imagine that with an entire symphony orchestra and many background singers making me sound okay.
Yeah, well, I was. So where did the idea for the CD come from?
Well, actually, I love classical music. I really do. And this is a chance to share it with people who maybe haven't had an opportunity to hear it as much. And I think that, in a sense, it's a great introduction for classical music for them.
Here's the story of Dvorak. He's the famous Czechoslovak who sat down to write a song one day.
One fine day.
But he needed inspiration. So Dvorak left his nation. He went to the U.S.
The lyrics tell us something about the composer, some of the history of music.
Well, I guess the whole idea of this whole Beethoven's Wig series of albums is that people get to learn something or get a connection. It's kind of a door into classical music.
Oh, the Viennese coffees and their teas
are quite tasty, like their pastry.
But they love their schmaltz,
so they play the waltz, melodies in peace.
And should the lyrics not provide enough tidbits, sprinkled throughout the liner notes of Beethoven's Wig are classical music quiz questions.
Hit me with them.
In a test of speed, Paganini was once timed playing how many notes per minute?
The answer is 12 notes per second. Paganini was probably the greatest violin virtuoso of all times. He would do all kinds of crazy tricks on stage.
Here's a great one. There's one tune called It's Spring, and it's Vivaldi. In spring, Vivaldi instructed the viola to sound like what animal?
He tried to make the viola sound like a barking dog. So, that doesn't sound exactly like that. Probably better. That was his intention, yes. Yes. He wanted to have all the sounds of spring and really wanted the instruments to sound like them.
Signore, dear gondolier, there's a song I'm longing to hear. Can you sing to me while you steer?
Yes, I can sing in my boat. Toss a coin to open my throat. I know one a Venetian wrote.
It's springtime to sing Vivaldi.
It's springtime to sing Vivaldi.
Vivaldi, it's spring, spring, spring.
Well, they sing very, very loud.
It's one of my favorites. And in our concerts, I think that's one of the audience's favorites, too. It's kind of a joke or kind of a reference to what happens in classical music, you know, when the opera singer tries to steal the show.
As in, do what the divas do, shatter a glass or two.
Right, exactly.
Your voice is well endowed. Sing very, very loud.
Right, exactly.
Start with Rigoletto.
Now, I don't want to give all of the quiz questions away, but I can't resist asking this last one. Mendelssohn's Wedding March was written for what Shakespearean play?
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay, right. quiz over.
We're doing okay?
I think you're doing just great. Richard Perlmutter, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, Renee, it's really been a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Richard Perlmutter is a composer and musician. Beethoven's Wig 2 has been nominated for a 2005 Grammy Award for Children's Music. If you'd like to sing to Strauss or vamp with Vivaldi, you can do it. Just go to npr.org.
Wow, what a wedding cake.
It stands over six stories high.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Look at the ring and the bouquet.
Look at the guests. Holler hooray, because the dessert is on the way.
Wow, what a wedding cake.
It came on an airplane from France.
It
serves 1,000 people.